Hello there, hope you're enjoying Chef X and thanks very much for joining us. Do you find yourself getting trapped in the day-to-day? Do you get bogged down in the nitty-gritty? Is it stopping you and your business or your part of the business moving things forward? Well, you're not alone. Research suggests that the vast majority of business leaders have the same problem. And it's quite interesting, we do lots of work with growing businesses and the leaders of those businesses, and we actually see that in business there are three levels of thinking. See if you recognise these. Tactical, operational and strategic thinking. Tactical thinking is, how do I deal with this customer complaint that's just come in, or this employee idea? Operational thinking is, how do I set up a system to deal with these customer complaints, or these employee ideas? Strategic thinking is, how do we actually stop these complaints happening? How do we generate more of these ideas? And we actually talk about working on the business and in the business. The tactical operational stuff is in, and it's crucial, we do lots of those things, but the strategic is about working on. And one of the things that we've actually seen in successful organisations is that leaders actually do create time to work on, but it doesn't happen that often. 33% of small and medium-sized business leaders say it's impossible to create time to step back. In fact, 63% say they spend less than 2 hours a week leading their business and actually working on strategic issues. So the fact that you're here shows that you're prepared, or maybe you've been pushed, to do a little bit of working on. But what could you or should you work on? Well, obviously it'll make very different things for different people. But one of the things you might want to think a bit about is you and your business, or your part of the business. And we actually sort of get people to think about this. We actually see in successful businesses there are three key elements of success. And it's a triangle. Top of the triangle is sufficient, delighted and devoted customers. And no, that's not have a nice day. Customer delight is about exceeding customers' expectations. Devoted is that it's actually doing it consistently. Customers will get a great experience and have high expectations of you. And the sufficient bit is sufficient for you and for your business. Second element of the triangle is committed, motivated and effective people. We see in lots of businesses where people are committed and motivated, but they're not effective. Maybe because there isn't a clear picture of what's expected of them and where they're going. And the third element is maximising financial returns. It's making the money, hitting goals, hitting targets. And what we're actually suggesting is that thinking about your business or your part of the business is working on those three key areas. And maybe looking at the impact and the way they interact with each other. So take a bit of time out to have a look at each of these. And what you might want to do is just consider some of these questions just to get you thinking. So for sufficient, delighted and devoted customers, have you got sufficient? Do you know what sufficient is? Is it very clear? And are they the right sort of customers? Have you got the right folks and the sort of customers you want to work with? And do you exceed their expectations? That's customer delight. More importantly, do you get everybody in the business to work on this? To work out what we need to get better at, and do you need to get more of them? Committed, motivated, effective people. Are your people committed, motivated, effective? Have they got something to be committed to? Is there a clear picture of the future that for your business or your part of the business? Do you have a vision that actually gets you to look long term? And that's one of the things we actually see in the best businesses, is they actually create that picture of the future and get people to buy into that. Do you know what motivates and demotivates the people around you? And what could you do to find out? And also, where are you on this one? I'm sure you're committed and motivated, but are you effective? Have you worked out what effective actually means for you and for your role in the business? Maximise financial returns. Where do your profits come from? Do you know? Do you know which of your products and services generate the right levels of profits? Do you know what you need to work on to do more of them? Are there some things you should do less of? Should there be some things you should even stop doing? And again, are your people aware of these things? So there are lots and lots of questions, and maybe what we've just got you doing then is getting your brain ticking over, thinking about these things. What we would encourage you to do is create some time. Go on, put something in the diary and actually spend an hour or two working on this stuff later this week or next week. Maybe paint a picture of how you want things to be against those three key areas. Maybe even better, get other people in your team to work on these things and actually develop a clear picture of the future that stimulates, excites and inspires you and your people. But go on, make sense of this stuff by creating time to work on, not in. Have a chat with us, so we see if we can help you do these things. But more importantly, just keep working on this stuff, practice it, you know it makes sense.